Welcome to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are talking all things caffeine. So whether you drink coffee or not, I bet you'll be surprised at how much caffeine you actually are consuming. Let's get started.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Okay, caffeine, coffee, all things caffeine, mainly coffee. What's your typical caffeine intake kind of throughout your day? What's that look like?
I really look forward to my caffeine. So I have about 2 cups of coffee before 1 o'clock. That's my regular caffeine intake. And they're about 10 ounces, I would say. So like not a small cup, but not a huge cup. And occasionally I'll have like some sort of caffeine in the afternoon, but I try really hard not to do that. What about you?
So for me, it really depends on the day. A typical day, I guess, I would wake up, have pre-workout, workout. I look forward to my cup of coffee after my workout, which I hate to say that, like that sounds so bad. But for me, a lot of times coffee is not just about the caffeine. It's about, that's kind of my trigger post-exercise. It's what I look forward to. So I'll have some pre-workout before, coffee after. I usually will have another cup on, you know, either at work or on my way to work. So probably a cup on the way there and then a cup at work. And then sometimes midday or, you know, in the afternoon, I will get another cup of coffee, but it really depends. Lately with my work schedule, I'm so busy that I don't have time to sit there. So I'll make a cup of coffee, but I usually just kind of sip on it and don't even drink that much.
Yeah. When I was working more in an office setting, I would always go get a cup of coffee, like 2 or 3. But now that I'm like home with Sammy, we're usually like out doing something, or I also just like don't crave hot coffee later in the day. Like I'd rather have some sort of like iced latte or something later in the day. So that actually keeps me from having it because I'm not going to leave my house with Sammy just to go to Starbucks. So that's why I end up not having it.
I also kind of go through phases. Like right now I haven't been taking pre-workout because I just hate feeling like you have to depend on something, especially caffeine. So if I take pre-workout, you know, I'll take it for a month and I'll won't take it for a month just to kind of almost, I think it gets to a point where it's placebo effect. So like yesterday I woke up, worked out, started getting ready. I don't even think I had coffee till I drove back to Indy. So it was like 3 o'clock and that was more, again, not really because I needed it, just kind of because I wanted it in that habit.
I totally agree just with coffee in general. Like I bet I could switch to decaf and I probably would notice a difference at first, but I just love drinking coffee. Like I love drinking coffee in the morning. So it is because of the caffeine, but it's more just because it's kind of like my treat. Like it's like my donut in a sense. But also it's funny that you said the thing about the placebo because David was trying to not take pre-workout and this was like years ago. And so I told him like, you should buy Gatorade. Because it has like that same like, you know, blue look or red, like it's the same like kind of like neon color. And you could just take like a little bit of Gatorade and like take it just like you would pre-workout and just be like, okay, I took my pre-workout because it'd probably work.
That's hilarious. Side note, I don't know why this made me think of it. Do you ever see people on social media who take a scoop of their pre-workout? Like if those of you who don't know what pre-workout is, it's basically caffeine in a proprietary type blend, some sort of blend. But people will take a scoop of the powder, put it in their mouth, and then take a drink of water and like swish it around. I'm like, that is so hardcore. I can't even.
That is so gross. Like, why would you not mix it up first? So they just, that's a lot of powder to put in your mouth. That is, I've never seen that before. That is crazy.
Yeah, bizarre. So let's get right into it. You know, we talked about some of the different sources of caffeine, but those of you listening to this saying, oh, I don't even drink that much coffee, you know, kind of think throughout your day, caffeine is in a lot more products than you would expect. So coffee is the obvious one. Any of course, like your beverages that you would get at Starbucks, a lot of your teas are high in caffeine, even though a lot of times we think tea is more calming, it's quote unquote better for you, but also has caffeine, some chocolate, soda, pre-workout, of course. I know, Lauren, when you were pregnant, you kind of had to watch your caffeine intake. Did you notice that it was in any other things?
Yeah, when I was pregnant, I really wanted to watch it. Because when you're pregnant, you really can have a lot. Like, there's not a hard number, but it's between 400 and 500 milligrams when you're pregnant, which is a ton of caffeine. So I told myself I was going to always stay under 200, which is still a lot. I also, like, had a ton of stomach aches when I was pregnant. So caffeine influences your stomach, and we're going to get into that. So I didn't, like, want to drink caffeine, especially in the beginning. So I didn't drink caffeine at all until, like, two-thirds of the way through, and then I started drinking like one cup a day. But for sure, like, if you go out a lot, you might drink, you might take pre-workout in the morning, and then you might have coffee, like you said you do, Katie, and then you might have like Diet Coke at night because because you're going out, and you don't think about, oh, and then you might have a dessert that's chocolate. Like, that's a lot of different sources of caffeine that you don't think of. Like, a lot of people, I don't think, really think of caffeine when they think of like a diet soda. You really want to think about how all of that's adding up.
Yeah, definitely. We're not aware of it for sure. So, you know, after you've identified the things that have caffeine in them, how do I know that I'm consuming too much caffeine? So the recommendation, we did a little research, is about 400 milligrams. That's considered moderate consumption, which kind of terrifying. But, you know, more and more studies are coming out about the benefits of caffeine. And I wouldn't say caffeine, but more so coffee specifically. So I think that's a loose recommendation because I know caffeine doesn't quite always affect me the way it does some of my friends who have very weak stomachs. You know, they have one cup of coffee. Joey, for example, he always has kind of a jitter. That's just, I don't know what it's called, some sort of tremor almost. And one or two cups of coffee, and he is like off the wall. Mm-hmm. And so I think it affects everyone differently. So 400 milligrams for me is different for him.
Definitely. So I think you really need to identify how much caffeine is too much caffeine for you. So if you are like, if you're experiencing stomach, GI situations, you know, if you're drinking caffeine, like you have two big cups of coffee in the morning and you drink that all before like 2 p.m. and you haven't really had water and it's 2 p.m. and your like stomach is just like, whoa, like just weird, kind of doing flips. That might be a sign that you need to do like a cup of coffee, some water, a cup of coffee, and then also like the afternoon crash. Now, that might be because of the foods that you're eating as well, but we all are pretty aware of this. Like, if you are an avid coffee drinker, that it's going to catch up with you at some time during the day. Now, the question is, are you going to kind of chase the high and just keep drinking caffeine? Or do you have like a certain number of cups of coffee that you're going to drink and you're not going to drink anymore? So you are going to crash around 3. I think that's something that you personally have to like identify.
Yeah. So on the flip side of that, kind of never crashing, almost always in this, I hate to say buzz because we think of buzz, we think of alcohol, but kind of that same feeling where you're just go, go, go. You're kind of in this almost fog or zone of, like you said, just drinking caffeine from the moment you wake up till, you know, that 3 p.m. or till dinner, you know, whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah. When I think of like how much caffeine I drink, I just love like the science and like the psychological side of it. So I always think like, why do I feel like I always have to be like hyped up? I have enough energy without caffeine. So like, you have to remind yourself that if you're prioritizing your sleep, which I hope that you are, that like you actually don't need caffeine. And you're probably saying like, no, but I actually do, but you really don't. So it's like, why are we kind of always chasing that, like that hyped up feeling? Like, why are we like, okay, I'm gonna have coffee, and then when I get home, I'm gonna have a beer, and you're always kind of just trying to push stuff away and just stay kind of disconnected. That's kind of what I think of. So I always have to like kind of keep myself in check as to not trying to stay in that space.
That is so true. I think of that when I have evening workouts because I like to work out in the morning, but if I have to work out in the evening, I feel like, yeah, I need that oomph. Otherwise, I'm not going to get energy. But that's so not true. If I start working out, I will generate energy. It will come from something else. So, you know, if you're someone like that who feels like you've got to have the pre-workout before your evening workout, maybe consider switching to a cup of coffee. That's something that doesn't have as much caffeine in it. Maybe you don't have to have a lot of it. And that can kind of cut back. But yeah, keeping in mind that I love Brendan Burchard. He always says something to the extent of the powerhouse doesn't make energy or doesn't have energy. It generates energy. Mm-hmm. So you know, figuring out what is it that's like dragging you down? You know, is it job? Maybe you're not doing something active at that hour that you start to kind of get in a slump. What are some other ways to get energy?
Yeah, I really think at the end of the day, it's mental. You said like maybe the end of your day from 3 to 5 p.m., you're usually sitting at your desk. Well, get up and go walk around for 10 minutes. I think it's just when we're tired or when we have any sort of feeling that we don't love, we want to fix it. So when we're tired, we can fix it with caffeine. So it's just like an obvious thing to do. And so when you deny yourself of like caffeine, I think you think like, oh, there's no way I'm going to have enough energy because like I can't fix this problem. But you can. You can just think like kind of fake it till you make it. Nope, I'm good. Like I have just the right amount of energy to get through this workout. And you just kind of go with it. And I bet people will be surprised that they can get a great workout in at 5:30 p.m. without having to drink coffee or pre-workout before it. What are some other signs that you're drinking too much caffeine?
If you're a gold member at Starbucks, like that sounds so silly, but there was a point where I did try to give up caffeine. It was, I think it was in college for Lent. I was like, okay, I'm giving up caffeine, coffee, you know, for Lent. And I thought about diet because it was during finals week and I switched to tea, but I did it for 2 weeks and I'm kidding. I didn't die. I was fine. But I kind of go through these phases of where I experience a lot of these symptoms and I'm consuming too much caffeine. But another indicator, if you have a Starbucks gold membership or, you know, you find yourself stopping at the coffee store that's close to you, look at your credit card statements. How much are you actually spending on those drinks? Because a lot of you listening, I guarantee you're not just getting the black coffee every time you go. It's the lattes. It's the things that really add up and typically are probably higher in caffeine than what you would just brew at home.
Yeah, and on that same thought, if you're not drinking black coffee, you also want to think about like what's all the other crap that you're taking in. So like if you drink soda for the caffeine, I mean, we don't even need to go into like the negative aspects of soda. I'm sure you know what they are. But also like artificial sweeteners in your coffee and pre-workout, there's like Katie said, there's a proprietary blend, aka a bunch of stuff, you know? And then like if you're someone that drinks like energy drinks or heaven forbid 5-hour energy shots that I absolutely hate, there's a lot of stuff in there that's going to stay in your system and your body has to kind of like work through basically. So and if you drink black coffee, like oh my gosh, power to you, girlfriend, because that's where I want to be. But think about also like all the other stuff that you're taking in. Maybe that'll discourage you from drinking so much.
All right. So you're listening to all this and you're sitting in your car, you're driving, you're like, uh-huh, amen, sister. Yep, that's me. How do I weed myself, Lauren? What would be your first tip to decrease your consumption or get off caffeine? Or should you get off caffeine?
Yeah, I think that's a personal decision. Like, I definitely don't want to sit here and tell people, like, you should only have one cup of coffee each day. You should not be drinking pre-workout. Like, that's definitely your own decision. I mean, there are so many other, like, substances, per se, that we have to, like, say no to, like alcohol and drugs, heaven forbid. So I think, like, anything, caffeine is so much healthier than those things. I mean, caffeine's definitely like my drug of choice. So I'm definitely not going to be a hypocrite and tell people like not to drink it. But how do you wean yourself? So if you know that you drink a lot of caffeine, you don't necessarily want to go cold turkey and just say like, okay, I'm giving it up for a month and then I'm going to reevaluate. Like it might be a better idea to avoid headaches and other symptoms. It might be a better idea to just kind of wean yourself off. So a couple really good tips are to change out your mug. So if you have like a 16-ounce mug right now that you use each day, trade it out for a smaller mug. And you're just drinking that much less coffee because it's unlikely that you're going to like get up and get a third cup if you're only used to having two. So that's the first thing that I would try. Second thing that you could try is doing like half-calf. So half decaf, half regular coffee. Katie, what tips have you tried to decrease your caffeine?
Well, this one, not so much caffeine, but kind of going back to if you're having a lot of those GI symptoms, some of that, of course, is the caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant. It's an irritant. So it can cause, you know, upset stomach depending on how sensitive you are, but also how you sweeten your coffee. So if you're putting a lot of those artificial sweeteners in it, again, I'm not going to get into that whole battle of pros or cons, but the sugar alcohols in there can also cause you an upset stomach. So Let's say you're doing creamer right now. You do a liquid creamer and your coffee's more like white than it is dark. Start using half creamer, half part creamer to half part milk. 1% skim milk, almond milk is a good option. And slowly kind of decrease the ratio of creamer to milk until you can get down to maybe just a splash or black. You know, black would be ideal if that's something that you're like, I still need the coffee, but I want less stuff in it, less crap in it.
Yeah, we didn't talk too much about this, but if you're experiencing like sleep issues because of how much caffeine you're drinking, like if when you lay down at night or you're getting ready for bed and you're unable to unwind and you lay down in bed and your mind's just racing, like that could be a sign that you're drinking too much caffeine or you're drinking caffeine too late. So if that's the case, I would set guidelines for yourself. Like you said, like if you think you're drinking too much creamer, then like set a guideline. Like I'm only going to have like that one single serving. I'm not going to have it in every single cup I have today. You could set that guideline. If you're having sleep issues, you could set the guideline of I'm not going to drink caffeine after 3. The thing is it might be affecting you more than you think. So I really think that if you're used to having afternoon coffee or afternoon caffeine, try to maybe just move it up an hour, move it up 2 hours instead of like 3 p.m. Maybe have it at 2 or have like less or something just to see like, oh, wow, this really is affecting my sleep. And I say this because that happened to me right before I got pregnant. I was drinking a lot of caffeine. I hated my job. So I would go get like a Monster in the middle of the day to like just to like make myself feel better. And I got into the habit. I was doing it like once or twice a week. And anyway, David and I both were like, okay, dude, we're drinking way too much caffeine. So we just decided that we were just going to cut it out like cold turkey. And I cut it out on like a Tuesday, I remember. And the next day I got home from work, I hadn't had any caffeine. And I seriously laid my head down on my pillow at like 6:15, fell asleep, didn't eat dinner, and slept through the entire night. Like that's how you know that A, you're not getting enough sleep, and B, something else is keeping you awake. So long story short, I think a lot of people should do that test on themselves to see like how much is it really affecting my overall sleep.
So like we said, set those guidelines based on you and kind of identify, you know, are you drinking coffee or caffeine for the caffeine because of you're tired? Or how we talked about earlier, is it more of a treat? So let's say 3 p.m. comes around, you know, you really don't need the energy, you feel good energy. It's just cold and gloomy out. And you're like, that just sounds so warm and delicious. So maybe try half calf or decaf. And this sounds counterintuitive, but if you are the person who makes the pot of coffee and you, let's say, make 6 cups because it's pretty easy to do, and you just kind of keep going back to that coffee pot because it's warm, consider switching to a Keurig machine. You know, or like for in my office, we have a Keurig machine and we have a regular one, but I don't have a Keurig at home. So I will go out and buy some K-cups to have because, again, it makes less coffee. I'm not going to go back to the pot. I'm only going to use one K-cup because those things, again, are kind of expensive too. So I'm not going to go back for more. I'm just less likely. So identify what your kind of triggers are and just put up some guidelines or some kind of barriers to make it either less or cut it out.
Yeah. And I love that idea that if you really just kind of want to treat yourself or you really just like want a warm drink, then that's okay. Like that's your own choice. And if you want to have like a delicious latte in the afternoon, just try to like back up and decide like, do I need caffeine in it? I really like that idea because I think we get into the habit of always like, I have to cut it all out. Like I just have to cut everything out. I can't have anything that I enjoy, or I can only eat chicken and broccoli and I can't have any caffeine. Like obviously that's not realistic. So I like the idea of like, you know, you make your own decisions, but make smart decisions for yourself.
And from a nutritional standpoint, I think coffee is a great snack or a great go-to in moderation. You know, a cup of coffee is like 5 calories. It's water. It's pretty much water. You know, it's when you're adding in the different things, but there's so much out there now that you can, you know, add different creamers or something to sweeten it up. And it's, again, still maybe 50 calories for a cup. So if for you, if the afternoon that's, you'd rather reach for that versus a donut or Snickers bar or something, that's your lesser of two evils. I don't know. That's my opinion.
Totally agree. I totally agree with that. So I love caffeine. I know Katie loves caffeine. We both love Starbucks. And Katie, aren't you a Gold member?
I am, but the discounts, that's where they get you.
Oh, there's such incentives to go there. So we're totally not against you drinking coffee, but I think just like being aware of all this is always good. Always good. Like just keep yourself in check, evaluate where you're at now, and then, you know, plan accordingly if you need to make changes.
We hope you guys liked this episode. As always, please leave us your feedback and of course, subscribe to the podcast. You can leave us a message at Fit Friends Happy Hour on either Instagram or Facebook, but we're always looking for topics and we want to hear what you guys want to hear about. So send us a message and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.